solving a mystery about mercury in fish. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. There are a lot of health benefits from eating fish, but some kinds of fish have high levels of mercury. A form of mercury called methylmercury is toxic to people, and the main way that gets into our bodies is from eating fish. It can cause damage to the nervous system, the heart, and the immune system. Mercury occurs naturally, and it's also produced by power plants that burn coal. Researchers from the University of Michigan and the University of Hawaii have done some detective work on mercury in fish in the Pacific Ocean. Joel Bloom is a professor of earth and environmental sciences at the University of Michigan. He's the lead author of the study, and he joins me now. You figured out how to fingerprint mercury to find out where it comes from. You studied 9 species of Pacific fish. What did you find is the source of mercury in those fish?
So previous researchers have shown through a variety of different means that one of the main sources of mercury to the atmosphere is from the combustion of coal. And we know that that mercury is then deposited into the surface of the ocean with rainfall. But the big mystery lied in how that mercury was transformed into a toxic and bioavailable form, and also where within the ocean that mercury was entering into the marine food webs.
Mercury builds up in the food chain, so some large predator fish that have higher levels of methylmercury in their systems, that's partly because they eat lots of smaller fish, right? But you also found that there's this varying level of mercury in fish depending on where they feed in the ocean. Why is that?
So what we knew previously was that the trophic level that fish eat at, meaning how high they are up the food chain, was definitely a contributor to high levels of mercury, and that's still the case. We also know that the age of a fish, that older fish, accumulate more mercury. But those two factors didn't give us the full story. There were still some missing trends and puzzles that didn't make sense. And what we found now is that in addition to those two factors, the depth at which the fish eat is also a very important and sometimes the most important factor.
So the fish that eat farther down in the ocean will have more mercury in their system than fish that feed at shallower levels.
That's right. So all of the things being equal, if you want to avoid high levels of mercury in fish, you should eat fish that live at shallow levels.
So let's talk more about that. How do you know what kind of fish to choose?
The message should not be that people should stop eating fish. Fish is a very, very healthy food. It has a lot of really important nutrients in it. The key is that you have to be an intelligent consumer and you have to think about what species of fish you're eating, and that particularly for young women and children, they need to eat those species of fish that have low levels of mercury. And there are many, many wonderful fish out there that are very, healthy and good for you. And by just avoiding a half a dozen or so of these fish that have the highest levels, one can have a very healthy diet.
So what are those fish?
These species are swordfish, tilefish, shark, and several types of tuna. And there's some other types of tuna that have lower levels and are acceptable. But in particular, swordfish steaks are a major source of mercury in the diets of Americans.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Sure, it was a pleasure.
Joel Bloom is a professor of earth and environmental sciences at the University of Michigan. You can find more information on choosing fish that are lower in mercury on our website, michiganradio.org. That's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.